This time on Does Pat Get It, where I, Pat, dive into the middle of a series to see if I can piece together any sort of plot. I'll be looking at Black Hammer Age of Doom issue number 5, published by Black Horse Comics, written by Jeff Lemire, art by Dean Ormstrom. It says that it has been 10 years since the apparent death of the heroes of Spiral City after defeating the Anti-God, who appears to look like a mixture of a kaiju and DC's Mongol. It follows a Lucy Weber, a reporter and daughter of the titular hero, Black Hammer, writing about how an age has passed and certain people believe that heroes were only a myth. Reminds me a bit of how people have forgotten about Batman in The Dark Knight Returns. Lucy receives a call in the middle of the night from Dr. Triggs in Sedan about the discovery of a crash-landed piece from Colonel Weird's ship. With this discovery, they go see Dr. James Robinson, a retired hero known as Dr. Star, who reveals to Lucy that a piece of Colonel Weird's ship came from a doorway in space open to the Parazone. Lucy enters the Parazone to find the Cabin of Horrors, Colonel Weird's ship, and all of the heroes, excluding Black Hammer, in stasis chambers aboard the ship. It is revealed that apparently Colonel Weird and Madame Dragonfly had put them under a spell and stasis to make them believe that they were all on a farm to be kept safe, happy, and away from reality, or else the Anti-God may return. The heroes all split into either going back to reality, staying in the Parazone, and Abraham Slam himself wanting to go back to the farm, unable to leave behind that reality. Black Hammer, being one of the strongest will, was able to escape the farm, but in doing so entered the Parazone unprotected and was subsequently ripped apart. Either from some sort of guilt, lack of sanity, or precognition, Dr. Weird sets the ship towards the doorway and back into reality, caring whether or not if all life in the universe is killed if the Anti-God returns. So I stumbled in a little late in the game, and I feel like the grand mystery has been revealed right before the end, allowing me to understand most of what's going on. I didn't want to get into it at first. The advertisements made it seem that this would be a non-serialized series, a sort of Twilight Zone where every issue is disconnected from each other. Glad I was wrong. The plot is consistent and always on track, with some rug pulls and big reveals left and right in the Parazone. I like the art, as it reminds me a bit of some of the art I see in Hellboy here and there. Or maybe it's just me thinking like this because of it being Dark Horse Comics. I do recommend Black Hammer, and I will be getting into more of the universe.